Welcome to Spill the Tea with Pastor Tim Cruz, where we discuss topics relating to the Bible, life, and leadership. We pray that you are encouraged, inspired, and challenged by today's discussion.
What's up, everybody? I have the distinct honor and privilege to hang out tonight with the man, the myth, the legend. It was not a myth, the legend himself, Kevin Moger. How are you doing this evening, Kevin?
I'm doing pretty good, Tim. I'm really grateful that you had me on here today, and I'm excited for what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, I'm just honored to be your friend and honored to be able just to talk to you about some of the heavy things that we have been dealing with and going on. But why don't you just take a few minutes and tell people who you are, where you just graduated from, what's your journey been, and let's catch everybody up.
Yeah. So my name is Kevin Moger. I'm 28 years old and I'm originally from East Hartford, Connecticut. So I went to Zion Bible College is what it used to be called, but now it's called North Point Bible College. And I graduated back in 2016 with my undergrad with a focus in biblical studies and children ministry. And so after I graduated, I immediately got a job as a assistant children and assistant young adult pastor at Liberty Church in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. I did that job for about 2.5 years. I loved it. That's where I met Tim and a whole bunch of other people. And from there, I kind of felt like God was telling me to transition. And so I resigned from my position and decided to go to Southeastern University in Lakeland, Florida to get my master's in ministerial leadership. And I graduated last month, actually, back in November with that degree. And so right now I'm just at home. I'm relaxing. I'm refreshing, just trying to refocus going into the new year and just seeing what God has for me next. And so that's kind of where I'm at. And that's kind of what my journey has been looking like.
That's awesome. And how was your time at Southeastern? Because I know you took a step of faith out from a full-time job into master's. And tell us how God blessed you in that.
Yeah. So when I originally resigned, I didn't have an idea in my mind where I was going to go, what I was going to do. And when he dropped in my mind, in my heart, Florida and Southeastern, I was like, I don't know anyone there. And so I just randomly just started to reach out to people. And I ended up finding a position on campus in which paid for my tuition. So I got my master's degree for free. I ended up getting housing for really, really cheap. I ended up just having everything provided for me, from books to meals to transportation to relationships and friendships. And it's been an amazing time just seeing God's provision throughout the whole entire thing. And so God, every step of the way, he was there. Every step of the way, he was showing himself faithful. And I would not be where I am or with what I have if it wasn't for him during that time. So God has really, really just been with me because of my faith, I could say.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And obviously, we're all very proud of you. And great to see God's hand move on you and just to see the maturity from when you left to where you are now. It's just extremely noticeable. Now let's, for tonight, 2020 has been absolutely wild to say the least. Tell us, how are you as a person of color processing the racial tension that has been happening just this year? I know it's been happening for a long time, but can you walk us through that and help us to understand what we're not understanding and not seeing or hearing from your point of view to just help continue to just speak on that, please?
Yeah, 2020, like you said, has been a crazy year. It's challenged me as a man. It's challenged me as a Christian. And more than anything, it's challenged me as a person of color to really just solidify and ground myself in the Word of God and the heart of God and the character of God. I had to deal with emotions of anger, of bitterness, of frustration, and just confusion towards people who weren't Black, people who weren't ethnic. And I was like, God, I don't want these feelings. I don't want these emotions. These aren't Christ-like. But I had myself having these fears and these anxieties and these presuppositions of people who weren't of color. And I was like, God, this isn't Christ-like. So I need you to help me to be able to walk through this, to help me to be able to process through this in a healthy and a mature way. And so something I did was I stepped back from social media. Social media was a platform where there's so many different emotions being thrown at you, so many different perspectives being thrown at you. And I'm like, this is overwhelming. Every day you'd see something different, you'd hear something different. So I took a step away from that and really just honed in with my relationship with God. And during that time, God was just showing me and telling me, like, man, I'm a person who's of love and grace, but I'm also a person who's a power and of love, and I have a sound mind. And every time that I speak, I'm not somebody who speaks out of timidity, but I'm somebody who speaks out of power. And that's what he really brought me to, is that when I'm speaking about my situations, when I'm speaking about my experiences and the experiences of people of color, that I need to speak with boldness and confidence. And I shouldn't be afraid to step on people's toe. But at the same time, yes, I'm speaking with that confidence and boldness, but I have to speak with love. Mm. And I think that's what a lot of people are missing out on. Because every time that Jesus, no one in the world can say that Jesus was someone who was soft. Nobody can say that he was someone who was passive. No one can say that he was somebody who was a pushover. Yet everyone will say that he was someone who was loving, someone who was caring, someone who was kind. And I was like, man, how is this paradox working together so beautifully? And I realized it was because of love. He spoke about these topics and these situations out of love, and he spoke out of confidence and boldness, but he did it all cohesively, kind of like with the Trinity, right? With God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They're working and doing separate things, but yet they're working together in such a beautiful and synonymous way. And God's like, that's what we have to do. Speak with love, speak with a sound mind, and speak with humility every single time we speak about these topics. And so I started to approach these situations in that manner, where I'm like, it's okay for me to feel these way, but I have to let love be the driving force. I have to let love be the foundation. I have to let love be the root of all that I do. And so I've been doing that, and God has really healed my heart and healed my mind, and has allowed me to speak into the hearts and minds of other people of color. And also encouraged me to get educated. Me being a Black man, I don't know everything that's going on, right? I don't know what everyone else's experiences are, or whether or not this really is racism, or this is other things that are going on. But I have to educate myself just as much as the person who's not Black, the person who's not Spanish, the person who's not poor. They have to educate themselves just as much as I do. So I stopped being on the sideline. I started just to step into the game a little bit more and just educate myself with books and videos and podcasts and things of that nature.
Yeah, let me ask you this. So as a person of color, how have you found doing ministry recently in these times? Has it been harder? I don't know if easier is even the right word. Why don't you walk us through a little bit of that? Ever since everything went down this year, do you feel like people have treated you different, or have made an attempt to understand or not? Can you walk us through that a little bit?
Yeah. I think one of the challenges that I faced, a lot of it was within my own heart, because when people would ask me to speak about certain things or to do certain things, I'm like, am I your scapegoat? You know, like, am I this picture perfect token Black guy that you can use in order to make everyone seem as if you're not racist or that you care about these things? And I remember, again, like, I really had to search my heart and ask God, like, God, what is your heart's intention? And what is my heart? Like, why is there so much bitterness and hurt and pain and fear in my heart? And so so definitely I had some of those challenges where I had to just ask God, like, what am I to them? And but I realized that through these opportunities I got to speak to people or speak to audiences, that I could use this time to show love and show grace and show God. And there were challenges, because there's times where you would hear things from people of other ethnicities and races who would say things that were pretty ignorant and pretty hurtful. And but a lot of them, like, they don't understand. They don't understand because that's not their life. They don't understand because that's not their experience. They don't understand because that's not their testimony. And so my job as a Christian, my job as a person of color, is to help them to understand better. They may not understand the whole picture. They may not be able to step into my shoes, but they can get a better idea of just what I'm dealing with and be able to walk alongside me, you know? And so those are some of the challenges that I faced. And I think everyone's going to face those challenges. But I think one of the biggest things was really checking my heart to see, man, are they really for me? Are they really trying to help me? Or are they trying to use me to better themselves and their picture and their image?
Now, how would you encourage someone who is wanting to learn, wanting to grow in understanding and being more aware of it? What would you encourage them to do in the meantime now?
Yeah. Two words: educate yourself. And so what I mean by that is by having conversations with people who look different than you, having conversations with people who have a different background and upbringing than you. Reading books, watching movies, reading watching documentaries, reading biographies, just educating yourself on these experiences of other people who are going through these things, but also just knowing the Word of God, honestly. If it wasn't for the Word of God, then I would be a very angry and bitter and frustrated and tired Black person. And I don't want to go through life feeling that way. Yep. And if it wasn't for the Word of God, if it wasn't for the power of God, then I wouldn't be able to sit here in front of you and talk to you about these things in a calm, level-headed, and caring manner. And so I think that what people of color can do and people who aren't of color can do is really educate yourself. And that's talking to people, man. In the day of social media, we can hide behind the screen and spit out all these spark note facts of random things. But it's when we really get down and have conversations with people that we can really get to know their heart and know their mind and their way of thinking, and then be able to go from there. Because that's what Jesus did. He asked people questions, right? And then he found out where they are. Then he spoke to it. It was like, oh, you believe that that Gentiles are not going to get into heaven? All right, well, I died for the Jews and for the Gentiles. Like, my blood is the same for everybody. My grace is the same for everybody. And I didn't come for the saved. I came for the sinners, you know? Mm. And so, oh, wow, like, this Jesus guy is, like, legit. This guy really cares for me. And in that same way, like, that's what we have to do, is ask people questions and talk to them and get to understand where they are and move from there.
Yeah, that's awesome. I really appreciate that. Now, in your time at Southeastern, in your master's program, you had the opportunity to be around some pretty big time people that you had the opportunity to learn and grow. Now, what would you say were your top three things that you took away from your master's program?
Yeah, I would say number one is that relationships are important. The people who you surround yourself around will either be able to lift you up or bring you down. So definitely relationships are important. Two, you need to know yourself. If you can never be effective for other people if you're not effective for yourself. You know, you can only lead out of a place that you're currently at, you know? And so as you're filling yourself, you'll be able to fill other people, but you can't fill other people from an empty place. And so I've learned to just be more honest with my emotions, be more honest with my thought patterns, be more honest with where I'm at and where I want to be, and seeing where the disconnect is and being able to connect it. So being honest with yourself. And the third thing I would say that I learned from my master's program is that everyone's at a different walk in life. I was 28 years old getting my master's degree, and a lot of the people who I was surrounded around were people who were 22 or 23, fresh out of their undergrad. And there were some people who were a lot older who were leading a church of 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. And I was like, what am I doing here? You know? Yeah. But I had to remind myself, and God had to remind me, like, Kev, like, you have there's a different journey, you know, there's a different timetable. And just because you're doing this at this age doesn't mean that you're any more than or less than the people who are surrounding you. But I have a plan and a purpose, and my journey, your journey is your journey. And so I had to just really remind myself of those things, and be with my professors. It kind of reminded me of that as well. So those are the three things that I would say that I really got out of my master's.
Yeah, I really like that. I love knowing yourself, because if you don't know yourself, you ain't going to be able to move forward. Now, let me ask you this last question before we have you close us out in prayer. If you could preach one message the rest of your life,
yeah,
and I know obviously it's about Jesus,
yeah,
what would you preach?
You know, one of my favorite messages that I've been speaking on has been about foundations and really founding yourself in Jesus. And so, and I'll just incorporate like this, a love. Like just understanding the love of God, and just like if we're not grounded in something firm, if we're not grounded in something that is stable and being able that can withstand the storms and the tribulations and the waves of this life, if we do not have something firm, that we will continually crumble and crash and be defeated. And I would just tell people, like, something that's firm that will be able to withstand all that is Jesus. It's his love, it's his grace, it's his forgiveness, it's his power, it's his everything. And so I would just preach that we need a foundation in Jesus, something that is firm and something that will be able to just sustain us through life. And so that would be the one message that I would preach to anybody, is that our foundation needs to be in something firm, and that firmness is found in Jesus, really.
That's good. Well, Kevin, we really appreciate you taking the time to just talk. We didn't want to keep everybody on too long, but we really appreciate you taking the time. Would you close us in prayer? And that would be awesome.
Yeah. God, we just thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for everything you've been doing in our lives, Lord. And I pray that that you will continue to use us, Lord, to spread your love, to spread your power, to spread your just who you are to other people, Lord God, and remind them that there is a hope found in you, Lord God, a hope unlike no other, a joy like no other. And I pray that you help us to just come to you, Lord, humbly, ready to receive all that you have. So we thank you for this day. We thank you for this podcast. We thank you for Tim and the heart that he has to impact and influence the people who are around him, Lord God, and even those he will come into contact with in the future, Lord. And so we lift him up to you. We pray that you use him, give him strength to finish up all that he has at hand. And we're just ready for 2021, Lord God, and all that you have. So we love you, we praise you, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, Kevin, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. And we can't wait for everybody to hear this amazing episode. Thanks for spilling the tea with us today.
No problem, man. I'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to follow us to stay connected and updated on future episodes as we spill the tea with PT.